From the GPB newsroom, good Tuesday. I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia mayors are expressing surprise at Governor Brian Kemp's decision to begin reopening the state as part of Kemp's plan announced Monday evening. Congregations won't be discouraged from having in-person services. Augusta Mayor Hardy Davis pastors a church in his community. He spoke to CNN last night.
I was extremely shocked by that, particularly in light of the fact that the governor has indicated on a number of occasions his grave concern was around houses of faith, where you saw those initial outbreaks in the state of Georgia.
You can hear my conversation with Mayor Davis about his push to get more data about the impact of COVID-19 on different racial and ethnic groups. It's up online now at gpbnews.org. Meanwhile, Savannah Mayor Van Johnson says Governor Kemp is likely under pressure from business leaders.
And I think it's important that Georgia is the best state in which to do business. But I think that Georgia should also be the best state in which to live healthy and the best state to live without the coronavirus.
Kemp's order bars local governments from putting stricter measures in place, but Johnson urged people in Savannah to keep following social distancing rules. He says the city could still close parks if people fail to stay home, and people should avoid large groups. Business owners around Georgia are trying to make sense of what to do now that some of them will be allowed to go back to work later this week. GPB's Grant Blankenship has this story.
Barbers, hairstylists, tattoo artists, and massage therapists are among those who will be allowed, with some regulations, to open up Friday. Marshall Hughes owns his own barbershop in Macon and failed to get any of the first round of federal funding for small businesses. His daughter is a nurse in the front lines of COVID-19 at Navicent Health in Macon. Hughes says he won't be opening up his shop anytime soon.
I'm not going to be used as a guinea pig. We already have to be hands-on with the customers. We're in close proximity with the customer to cut their hair and talking with them. It's just a setup for failure in my point of view.
Hughes says it doesn't help when even Governor Kemp says he expects more infections on the backside of loosening coronavirus restrictions on businesses. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Augusta University is taking a major role in expanding testing for COVID-19 in Georgia. The University Health System has launched a telemedicine app. Doctors will virtually screen patients, coordinate testing, and deliver results within 3 days. The Dental College of Georgia at Augusta University is also providing 3D printed nasal swabs to support expanded testing. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.